Okay, welcome everybody to episode 57 of Diggy's Dungeon. Yet again, we come back. Hopefully at some point, you know, K-pop will catch up and start putting out something good. Let's see if they've done it this week. It's been a slow start to the year, so I'm not optimistic, but let's see. And I guess we'll get straight on with it with my first caller. The wonderful, the controversial, the ballsy, Alex. I'm bringing him in. Here we go. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Diggy.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Excellent. I pumped you up real good with the intro this time. Gotta be done.
Yeah.
Gotta rep our soldier who brought that nutso song on the year end. You feeling great freedom since putting that in?
That song is, we're both talking about, what's the name?
Juhani.
Juhani, yeah. Freedom, yep. That song is just really something. It's,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I was enjoying when I was editing that video of the year end, watching everybody's reactions in chat when they realized that that song is as insane as we said it was. But it's so fun. But yeah, it's great to have you back on, Alex. A rather different song that you're calling in about this time compared to Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this one is a debut song from new artist, solo artist, Cuban, and it's called, what is it? Really Like You.
Okay, let's see if we really like the song. Here we go. Okay, Cubans really like you. Do you really like the song, Alex?
Yes, yeah, I really like it. Yeah, I mean, it's not like, yeah, I didn't give it a one, but I gave it a two. And I think, yeah, it's, like you said, it's been a kind of slow month so far, right?
Definitely.
In K-pop. And yeah, this is the one that stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, it's kind of got that, like, that pop sound from, like, the early, mid-2000s. And even, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of a Bull 4 song, maybe.
Yeah, I could hear that. I was, yeah, which I really liked the verses, and the verses kind of remind me of Yunsei a little bit.
Right, yeah, that's another one too, yep.
Yeah. Yep. I think I don't love the chorus. The chorus is a bit too like Disney Channel pop rock for me, but I think the verses are great, and she sounds fantastic in a lot of this. I think whoever did the vocal processing knows what they're doing. Like, she sounds really, really good. She looks really familiar. Do I know her from somewhere?
Yeah, there's an actress that she reminds me of also.
Okay.
I don't know her name, but she was in this one with Susie. Anna with Susie. The actress there. And yeah. I've been seeing comments too that she kind of looks like Irene and some other people.
She looks too young for that. I don't know. She looks really familiar. She looks like I've seen her on some kind of survival show or something, but maybe she just looks like someone from one of them. Who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back to the chorus. Yeah, there's. I mean, it kind of does like a pause thing, which I really liked.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, yeah, but, yeah. Yeah, she has a really nice voice. Like, really bright and clear.
Yeah, definitely.
She seems to really have, like, the talent and visuals and, yeah, I'm, you know, looking forward to seeing where she goes.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's got a lot of potential, clearly. She can sing, which is a lot more than we can say for a lot of soloists these days, I think, but she sounds great. She the camera, she's like really good with her expressions and whatnot, so yeah, I think hopefully going forward she can do a lot more. We'll see. T says she's not sure she needs to be a soloist. Super cute though, get her in a girl group. I kind of think she sells the soloist thing though. I think she's got more talent than a lot of them that have been debuting lately. She sounds good, but I don't know. We'll see what happens with her. She's apparently in Live Works.
I didn't know about her before this, but she's been posting like song covers for like from like 5 years ago.
So oh, okay.
Yeah, and she had a couple pre-release or pre-debut songs, collaborations, one with Wonstein and one with Gekko.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I don't know, she seems to have some type of backing somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly I need to look those up, because she does sound good. It's just not really my kind of song in general. But I like the verses a lot. And yeah, it's nice to hear proper good vocals that don't sound ridiculously artificial. So thank you, Gubin, I guess.
Yeah. She does sing live on some of the music shows.
Oh, okay. So
you can check that out.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out, 100%. She sounds good. Thank you, Alex, I guess. Do you have anything to shout out at all while we're on call?
Sure. I mean, yeah, it's been kind of a slow month, but actually Seulgi, whose birthday's next week, she released a couple OST songs. And yeah, been enjoying those. They're called, got the names here.
Got a shout
Polaroid.
Out
Polaroid. And In My Memory. which I've been enjoying.
Okay, yep. When I eventually get around to editing this in like 10 months, however long it takes, I'll put them in.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah, thank you. Happy birthday to Sorgi for next week.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a happy birthday on air next week, but we'll see. But either way, thank you, Alex. Thanks for bringing this. And I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Good seeing everyone again.
Yeah, good to have you, man.
Yep. All right.
See you soon. Bye bye. Okay. My next caller is. Oh, God. T's already put the pressure on by saying I have to do a rule of three intro for everybody. Which is tricky now, you know? I didn't plan for that. let's go for the wonderful, the discoverer of uncut gems, you know? our resident miner into the bedrock of these K-pop YouTube channels, finding all the good stuff. Let's get her in. It is Akio Sushi. Here we go, bringing her in. Hello, Akio.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Yep.
Okay. Okay. How are you?
How are you? Oh, we're both asking. I'm pretty tired, but I got next week off work, so I'm all good. I can recover. Woohoo. Thank God. How are you? Right, you must also be very tired after your pop-up shop.
Dude, I'm tired. It was a lot of work, but it's good. Now I know how much it takes. Oh.
Oof.
But yeah, so. But no, it was good. I feel like I definitely leveled up a lot. I guess for context, for people who don't know, I am a florist. Aspiring florist? I don't know. Anyways. So I had my first pop-up yesterday, and I'm very tired, but yeah. Yeah, it's busted my butt, like, this whole week, so I'm dead, but I'm very proud of myself, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the work you showed us looked amazing, so good stuff.
Thank you. All right,
I'm looking forward to this segue.
You know, no, I mean, you know, with all the work I've done this week, you could say I'm a super lady.
You could. I was going to go for the less positive one and be like, and speaking of less good work. But I guess without saying too much, we should get into G-Idol Super Lady. So here we go. Oh, here we go.
Back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
back it up, I guess. What did you? Was that a super song for you, Akio? Woo. What I love most about this, right, is that Soyeon writes all this shit, right? She writes all these songs. She writes it and then she gives the like the line that's at least an octave too high to herself rather than any of the vocalists.
No, I was literally going to say there's so much to say about this, but like,
oh, bizarre.
Yeah, why did you give yourself that line? It's
you're
literally...
not the vocalist, girl.
So bad.
Give me on your rap if you're gonna do that, you know?
Yeah. Like
God.
It is honestly very bad. Like, it's a very uncomfortable, because I mean, it's like not that terrible of a singer. It's just that it's a very uncomfortable range for her.
It's way too high.
It doesn't complement her vocal tone at all. So it's like, oh god. But yes, like, who gave you the right besides yourself?
She did, because she wrote the song.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
I guess, like, for me, I've always liked like idols who can write their own music too, because I would say, at least for me, I'm kind of like, all right, you know, like, you definitely, at least you have, like, your own vision, you're your own artist, but at the same time, it's a double-edged sword, because it's, like, not good, and it's, like, that's all you, I can't even say it's the company or anything, like, that's literally all you.
Like, I love when people try and swing, like, any writing at all by any artist as a good thing, because I'm like, no, but the song's terrible, like, you know that reflects badly on them, right?
The song has to be good, like,
I'm...
Like, if it's crap, like...
That's on you.
Then you're like, oh,
yeah.
Well, it's my crap. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's admirable if they're really good and they write their own music, but not if they write shit like this. Like, I'm sorry. That's a black mark, Soyeon. It just is.
I there's so much to get into this. Like, I've only seen this twice. It's the second time I've seen it. And I'm still speechless. Like,
yeah.
Okay, let's start with the positives. Just. The outfits.
Gowns, beautiful gowns, etc.
No, for real. Like, yeah, besides the outfit that Minnie has with her, like, I don't even know, octopus braids or whatever. That's a terrible outfit. But everything else is great. Like, the disco ball outfits at the end, beautiful. You got Yuchi, and she's got her, like, Cruella de Vil look, and I love it. And also the, like, marching band outfits. Also great. You know, like, it's just overall really great outfits.
Yeah, to anyone would agree 10 years ago.
Honestly, true. That's probably why it's my aesthetic.
Yeah.
I love 21.
It's just nostalgia.
No, but it's also just good styling. It's good styling. Like, whoever styled them, y'all, you need a raise. You should get all the accolades because, yeah, that's the thing that stopped this, that's the only thing that stopped this from being a 7 is the outfits. I was like, I gotta give them some credit.
Ugh, yeah, but we're assessing the music, the song, you know?
I know.
And the song is like hot doo doo.
It's that in the pre chorus. It's that in the pre chorus that saved it from the 7, and that's it. But
yeah, I don't think the pre chorus is good enough to save it from the 7 for me.
I know. I was this close to, it's like a 6.5. It's like that close to like the 7th circle of hell, you know what I mean? But.
What is that part anyways. As well where I think it's Soyeon tries to sound hella like Hwasa for like 3 seconds? It's so weird.
Interesting.
I don't know if you know the bit I'm talking about. It's where the fuck is it? I don't even remember, but there's this bit where she sounds so much like Hwasa, it's like painful.
I can see that. But yeah, like,
is it here?
Like, what even is this? Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, check out stream, it's this bit. The way she pronounces whatever that line is like she's trying really hard to be Hwasa.
I can kind of see that. This is like a concept and an aesthetic that Hwasa would, except that she would probably sing more, but like,
yeah.
Anyways,
now she'd love a good ladies call me super ladies.
Wait, so like that's not even a chorus, first of all.
Yeah,
like,
you know, let's just celebrate, like, Shuhua getting the one line that is back it up. over and over again while they're not backing it up.
Of course. They're supposed to be saying that they're super ladies, and then suddenly they just go to this like murder, like deep voice, like lady.
Ladies. Super ladies. Ladies. We just sound like men. I actually did that bit for
them. Worse, there is that breakdown at the end where it just gets even
the YG party chorus.
Even worse. Yeah, but it's not even a party chorus. Like, what is that? It's like
the YG murder chorus. You're like,
yeah, it's like at the end of the night after you're at the bar and you're like hella, like, not doing well and you're about to black out, but the face is like pounding your ears and you're like, I can't. That's literally what that last, I don't even know what that was, like, breakdown did for me. Like,
oh, it was the like nursery rhyme melody over the top of the just pounding one bass like note over and over again. Oh,
dude, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you probably look at the very first like comment, it's probably like, "Oh my god, these are women slay."
Let's do that now.
Slay.
not enough attention is being given to how Soyeon kicked off the song with those high notes, right? She's a creative genius who deserves recognition every time. They're truly leading their generation. These are real people, apparently.
No. I mean, it could be ChatGPT now, for all I know.
Yeah. So, surely.
Like, you could...
People can't
you could
be thinking
this.
There's no way.
And just... You know what I mean? Like, just be like, write a positive YouTube comment for...
Oh, true.
The idol super lady, and I'll just like spit it out. You know, it's like,
you know, there's nothing that shouts creative genius to me like ladies, ladies, call me super ladies.
It's not creative. Like, I think it's especially disappointing for me because like it's like one of those things where I'm just like, dude, I root for G Idol. Like, I was so into them when they first like debuted. I was like,
I root for one of them. The rest of them, not so much, but, you know. I'm out here pulling for Mion, but, you know, she just keeps putting these atrocious songs.
Yeah, no, I root for all of them, if I'm being honest. Like, I like all of them pretty decently.
I used to root for Yuki, and then I didn't like any of her, like, solo stuff, and her parts have been annoying for a while. Yeah. I like her deep voice, but we just don't really get much of it in, like, a...
No Bonnie and
song.
Clyde and No Giant. Both are good.
Nah,
okay.
Not for me.
That's fine. Dang.
Not for me. It's the same that happened with Jay from Stacey. Like, the parts just got worse and I just stopped caring. Despite the fact that they have cool voices, you know?
Yeah, it's like they... I don't know. Soyeon used to know how to use Yuchi's voice. Like,
yeah.
In La Tata, like, she has a great part. Like, she has a great part in La Tata. But anyways... anyways, besides the point, I always want to root for G Idol because I'm just kind of like, okay, like, I really respect it, like, I love the story, you know, they lost a member, and they, like, bounced back from, I guess, almost obscurity in some ways, I guess.
I guess.
But not like this. Yeah. Not like this!
The songs are just so, like, unendingly terrible at the moment that I can't pull for them anymore.
I know, it's just been, like, a bad run of, like, four, I'm sorry, Moose. But I can't be with you on Queen Card.
I understand why people like Queen Card, but I just am not here for it.
I'm not, and I understand Queen Card a little bit more. Like, this I cannot understand. Like, who is this for? Anthem of the year. Ladies.
It's for
ladies.
The ladies.
Like, who is here for it? Not me. Like,
I'm here for like about 3 seconds of the MV when it's Mion walking up with that massive hat. That looks great, but the rest of it, I don't really care.
Yeah,
I kind of just don't want to be here for it.
I'm here for Yuchi's Cruella de Vil look. That's that can live rent free in my head. But you know what? It's this close to hell.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh my!
I thought they'd got all of the tacky shit out of the way with Wife, but clearly not.
I think for me, that's the thing, though. Every single time when they come back with their, like, teaser images, and they look great, I'm like, it's probably a sign that it's going to be bad. You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
Like,
we had this with Tomboy, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We were like, they look so
amazing.
Good! And then it was a terrible song.
And then the same thing with Nude. I was like, okay, you know, they have this, like, You know what I mean? Like, they have these great sounds. It's literally a theme. It's like, I guess from now on, if there's just, like, good styling, I know the song
it's gonna be bad.
You know what I mean? It's like, they had to sacrifice somewhere, you know? They gave all of the points to, like, the styling.
Yeah, they min-maxed, put everything into styling and zero into music.
Seriously. It's a glass cannon. So bad. I guess from now on, like, if she good styling, the music's gonna be shit. So, like,
yeah, we just root for them to have, like, a comeback where they're all just wearing bin bags, and we're like, okay, maybe the music's gonna be good now. Terrible.
Not for real.
What a shame.
And even the pre-release was bad. Usually, I will like so bad. At least or decently like one of the songs, but Wife was also terrible.
Anyone listen to the album? Apparently there's an album attached to this.
There's an album. I didn't... Like, because Wife and the song were that bad, I was like, I can't...
Yeah, I didn't sit through it. I knew I wasn't going to like any of it, so I just didn't bother.
Like, honestly, there's probably some good ones on there, so please wreck us in the comments, but like...
Yeah, if anyone's got the stomach to get through this shit, go for it and tell us what's good.
I had to... I feel like for me, each time something happens, like a comeback happens, like, the title track kind of has to prove to me that,
This is what I've been saying.
This is the best song on the album. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It has to, like, prove to me. Unless there's certain artists where I'm like, okay, I'll listen through the album because you have a proven track record of good albums.
Yeah.
Which, like Shiny is the case where it's just like, all right.
We used to do that for Luna because they always had good B-sides. But the majority of artists you have to prove with your... you need to lead with your best foot forward, basically, when you're releasing stuff.
Yeah.
And if this is your best foot, then I dread to think what's on that album. I truly dread.
At first, I was like, you know, Wife was that bad, and I was just like, okay, maybe it'll be good, you know? Like, maybe this is some... You know, because NMIX, at least for me, okay? They released Sonyeon, and I was like, this is... And then they released Ash, and I was like, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you redeemed yourself. And then, but not the case. This one was just bad and then worse. Actually, I don't even know what's worse, but they're both bad. Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know the last time I brought a song I haven't liked on stream. So that's why I was like,
let's do it.
So yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, good luck finding people that love this song, you know, at least in this community.
Look at those comments, you know, it's just...
Yep, NPCs everywhere.
How many views does it have, by the way?
A lot. 36 million? Can we transplant some of those onto that ITZY comeback that got, like, none?
I know, that's so strange.
That song was actually quite good. This one is appalling.
The other one was, yeah, it was actually decent. Like, I was actually like, okay, the best ITZY song in a while.
Yeah.
And they had a decent, like, Mr. Vampire decent, you know, it's not a terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Not...
Decent album. And then we get to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Should we move on to your other pick?
I don't have much to say about it. Yeah, we're going to go from the high lows to the low lows, low views, you know? Low views, high, sorry, not the high lows.
Words, hard.
The high views. Words are very hard. High views to low views. I'm going to hopefully listen to the song, cleanse my ears, and be able to sleep at night. It's Han Byul's Sweet Dreams.
Yes, here we go, Han Byul. Okay, Akio. Was this song sweet for you? You gonna have good dreams with it? Don't be shy now. God.
It's like, it's chill. I think it's a very, like, up my alley, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, objectively, probably a 3, but I think because it has the boost of going after G Idol.
Yeah, anything looks like a 10 out of 10 after G Idol, to be honest.
But yeah, no, I think I just like that it's like very dreamy. There's just some of the runs that she does where she sounds great. Like, yeah, she just has like a very like rich sounding voice. So, yeah, and then like I think she released it last week or 2 weeks ago.
10 days ago, apparently.
Yeah, so she released an audio only version before that, and that only had like 18 views. I was like, oh my god! And then she released it with a video like 10 days ago, I guess. And then that now has, looking at it, has like 18k or something, 19k,
19,500 ish.
Yeah, criminally low.
Let's again transplant some of those super lady views over, okay, because this is a much better song.
I know. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I think that, like, you know, if it was to be closer to like a very very solid 2, it would be like, I think for me, it would have to be a little bit more, just a little bit more like oomph to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, it's basically right up my alley. Like, I don't know. There's, let's see, well, that one song that I wrecked on the year end show by Department. I don't know how he says it. With Ashley Alicia. She has a very similar voice to Ashley Alicia, so. So yeah, like, this is like, I heard it and I was like, okay, this is decent, this is good. So I was like, I just want to bring, we'll bring one thing that's, you know, for the views and another thing for me. One thing for me.
That's fine. So, yeah, I'm more than happy with that. When we get things that are for you, I tend to like them. So I'm very happy with that, you know. This is like, I don't think I'm going to remember this when it comes down to list season, but for now it's a pleasant an appreciated addition to my playlist, you know, because I ain't been adding playlist this year so far. It's been rough.
Yes, I know. I mean, I don't know. I've added a few things, but yeah, I see you. It's not been, I mean, it's only what, February, so we still got time.
Yeah.
A lot of big releases coming out this month. So yeah. But yeah. I don't have really that much to say about it. Like, I just, apparently she's just like this singer-songwriter who was on, I was looking at her Spotify, but she said she was on some sort of TV show, but she didn't specify which one, and then she got like second place in it. And so, yeah. So now she's just kind of doing her own thing. She already debuted solo, so this is a comeback for her.
Oh, cool.
But yeah. So, very chill. She wrote this, which I'm like, all right. This is the kind of like self-composing where I'm like, okay, I respect it. This is good.
Yeah. The song needs to be good, okay, Soyeon? The song needs to be good.
It's
good. It's just lacking that last bit to get it to like the next level. But
yeah,
as it is,
it just needs a little bit more. Like, I think realistically, I probably should have voted this as a 3, but yeah, the difference was just too great. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, so yeah, love her voice, very like silky, very nice. Backing track is there, it's good. So yeah, just for the next time, just needs to be a little bit more juiced up. So
yeah.
I don't have much else to say about it. I just wanted to bring it in to apologize.
So, yeah. I'll take this. This is like a peace offering after bringing Super Lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that. Do you have anything else you want to shout out while you're on?
I might bring it in, but I'll just shout it out just in case. Changmo just came out with a song called FWB, Friends with Benefits, LOL. But it's really good. I almost brought it in. I remembered like super last minute, but I was like, okay, I already locked myself into Super Lady, so it's okay. so yeah, that one's nice. It has more going on in the backing track. But yeah, so maybe I'll bring it in. I probably won't be calling in next week because it's Lunar New Year.
Okay.
So, but yeah. So yeah, that's. Is there anything else I've been adding lately? I don't think so. Nope, that's it.
Yeah, top of my playlist is looking mad stagnant at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's right.
It's like this and Trends and Beanie and the Northern Boys, and that's kind of it.
Northern Boys. Okay.
It's like the only things that came out this year that I've added. Oh, I guess there's ITZY as well, but that's kind of it.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's true. ITZY came out. I mean, I've all been really enjoying the NMIX album. But yeah, so. But obviously, I already brought that in, so no worries. Besides that, I've been listening to that song by Changmo and whatever else I have been listening to already. So yeah. Well, that's it. But to be fair, you know, a lot of stuff came out, a lot of albums come out, and I need to catch up, and I just haven't. So maybe there is a lot of hidden gems. I just haven't caught up because, number one, I need to catch up on sleep.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then number two, I need to catch up on chores. My house is a mess because there's just flower stuff everywhere.
Mine is everywhere. Perpetually a mess.
Oh, God.
I'm just bad at cleaning.
But same.
Yeah. Thank you, Akio. I'll let you go ahead and catch up on something.
All right.
Thanks. And yeah, thanks for calling in. Talk to you later.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. My next guest is the wonderful T. She's did she want the fucking rule of three intro again? Because this is not easy, you know. She sure is discarding those Vernasylphs. God, no one else is gonna get that, but that T will get that, and that will make me happy. So there's that. let's bring her in, the premier Earth duelist in this community. Here we go. Oh dear, I can't say that was a rule of three one T, but welcome. Hope you're doing okay. You're muted, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Hello.
I mean, that's a great compliment, so thanks.
She sure do be discarding those Vernasylphs.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I've recovered from the burger apocalypse before the show.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting there. We've got past the scariest song this week, so we're fine.
Yeah, horrendous. Truly. Oh, yeah. I'm actually so surprised at the amount of views that they're still getting. I kind of thought that G Idol was kind of falling out of favor a bit, but then
I think it's the opposite. I think as their wow. music gets worse, they get more relevant, weirdly.
Since Queen Card, maybe they're having a bit of a resurgence. I don't know.
They're like the premier group right now for some reason.
Wow.
Very weird.
Unbelievable. Yeah, because they're not really doing the same as the sort of the new younger groups are doing. So maybe, I don't know. Well, if people like it, people like it, and then they're going to keep doing it. So what can we do apart from sit here and moan about it?
Yeah, we can sit here and talk about how shit it is, I guess, each time they release something like this.
We can.
But that's the best we can do at the moment. It's just rough.
Yep, very true. What a shame. So is there a time for me to talk about the Jimmy Brown gig quickly?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so unfortunately for Diggy, who has already heard me say all of this and literally talk relentlessly at him about this in real life for a long time. But I'm sure he won't mind me just saying a little bit about a couple of weeks ago or last week. I can't remember. I went to see Jimmy Brown and Rov in London, and this was great. So I went to see the Good Days Boys last year, which is Jimmy Brown, Rov, and Sweet the Kid. And this time it was just Jimmy Brown and Rov because Sweet the Kid has left the Good Days Boys. So it was just the two of them. But many of you know that Jimmy Brown is one of my favorites. So I was really pleased to be able to go see him again. And it was a great night. Rov came on first, and he's definitely grown in confidence a lot more since I last saw him. I noticed he really had a lot more confident. Like before, he of the three, he was the least confident one. And he was kind of the more shy one, but this time he'd definitely come into his own with his own persona. He's got a lot of his own music now. He had his own CDs that he was like giving out to people in the audience. And he was like, he just come into his own a bit more. And like last time I saw him, he had kind of bleach blonde hair, and it made him look a bit like younger, I guess. But now he had like dark hair, and he like was looking really good. So he did good. And he was doing his own set for a while, and then also what was cool is that they had a live guitarist there, which was really cool, and he was excellent, really, really good, and added a nice touch to some of the songs, so that was great. And then Jimmy came on, and he was great. He is just such an interesting guy and very talented guy, and I was very pleased to see him again, as was all the audience. Unfortunately, he's kind of leaned into his like slightly creepy aloof persona even more this time, and he was really you know laying that on thick this time. He came out wearing his sunglasses again, which I just always have found really strange. As I said, I feel like the reason he wears dark glasses is so he can be like checking out people in the crowd. And I felt like it was the same this time, to be honest. He also kept having some like unknown technical difficulties, and he kept stopping his performance to go and fiddle with the computer behind and like get his guitarist to try and help. And I couldn't really tell. I'm sure if you'd been there, Diggy, you would have known exactly what was not quite right, but I could not tell. Like, I'm sure none of the people there, we didn't care, couldn't tell at all. So he spent quite a lot of time like messing around with the equipment, and that was a little bit of a disappointment. And some of the being British, like some of the crowd started to heckle him a bit. And that was kind of funny. But the things he did do were amazing. And his live vocals, as always, sounded absolutely incredible. You know, he just has like the best falsetto, and he can ad lib and improvise really well. And he did have his MR, but it was very quiet. And yeah, because I was showing Diggy some videos, poor guy. And I was like, listen, it's live. And he was like, don't think it is. And I was like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think maybe he turned the MR down at some point. I don't really know. But he knew it absolutely 100%. I promise with all my heart, it was all live and all sounding amazing. And he is just great. So disappointingly, though, they did not perform Typing, and I was so upset about that. That was my song of the year of last year, and the song that I'd been so excited to go see live and like had been counting down, and it didn't even happen. And he did that thing where he went around the audience and said, which other songs do you want to hear? Which other songs do you want to hear? And people would shout out songs, and he would either do like a little quick little 10 seconds of the song that they suggested, or he would say, wait for it, you know, which meant, you know, I'm going to do that one later. We're going to do that one later. And so he was going around the audience doing this. And then when someone said typing, I was thinking, oh, you know, he's going to say wait for it, because obviously he's going to record that. And then perform that, sorry. And then he started to sing a little bit of it. And my heart just sank. I was like, oh no, that means he's not going to do typing. Oh. But anyway, that was same as Ocean from the Blue, just a disappointment. That
yeah, pick song. better favorite songs, clearly.
Oh, God. I thought that would be definite for them to perform, but there may be, I will explain in a minute why there may be a reason why. But another massive highlight was that I don't know what Akio is saying what about. She's just saying what.
I think about them not doing typing, most likely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know, exactly. Such a shame. But I will explain possibly why in a minute. But another massive highlight of the night was that he said to... So I obviously another one of his big popular songs is Irene, and that's one of my favourites. And he said to the audience, is it anyone's birthday today? And of course, like, everyone put their hand up, and he was like, I don't believe you. Show me your ID. And then at one point he pointed at someone. He was like, no, come on, actually, whose birthday is it? And he said, oh, and then this guy was there. He's like, no, a girl. It needs to be a girl. And I was like, oh, God. And eventually he did find a girl in the audience. It's fun to say it really well. So I can just see you rolling your eyes, like, delayed slightly.
I think he was probably asking for IDs for a different reason, right? Judging by your previous comment.
Possibly. Honestly, I absolutely would not. Like, if someone said to me, like, that at the end of the gig, like, someone was going to come and go up to someone and be like, he chooses you, I would not be surprised, because he just gives off that kind of thing. Anyway, moving on. To the fact that, yes, so he did eventually find a girl in the audience, and he was like, what's your name? And she said, Amy. And I was like, oh my God, because that is my name, guys. And I thought, oh my God, he's going to sing Irene to Amy. And that's exactly what he did. So he sang Irene, but he sang to Amy, and it was like he was singing Irene to me. It was actually to another girl called Amy. But I pretended. It was good. Yeah. And that
you
was
spiritually linked with her, and you were on stage in that moment, you know.
I did. Exactly. Exactly. And then he, like, gave her a rose at the end. I was like, oh, my God. That's my rose. Anywho, the last bit I will say is that, unfortunately, so at the end, the two... So Rav did his set, Jimmy did his set, and at the end they did... they did a few songs together, some of the older songs, which I do absolutely love. So, like, there's some songs that they like do, like Seven and On My D, and like some real great songs that I love. So I was so pleased to hear them again, but I was obviously sad that I wasn't going to be typing. But then at the end, Jimmy was like, okay, guys, it's the end. Obviously you're probably all wondering what happened with Sweet the Kid. He said, you know how it can be when three people are living and working together, you know, right? And we were just like, oh, okay. So then I was like, oh my God. So they literally just sort of got sick of each other, basically. And then Jimmy said, and we want to let you guys know that unfortunately this is going to be our last time doing stuff together, because we're going to go our separate ways as well, me and Rav. And we were just like, what? Are you kidding me? What the hell? So, yeah, that was a massive disappointment as well. I don't know what the hell has happened, but I felt that they definitely had some tension with each other as well. So, I mean, let's be honest.
They're all getting sick of Jimmy, clearly.
Yeah. It's quite obvious that's what's happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you could kind of, you know, they performed their songs together and it was fine. But I would say, like, last year when it was the three of them, they had such amazing chemistry together and were really bouncing off of each other, and that made it so much better. Whereas this time it was kind of a bit more going through the motions. And so Jimmy said, yeah, we're going to go our separate ways. And then he said, and Rav was like, so please support our, you know, our music and our tour, future tours and our stuff, content, like, separately. And then they kind of looked at each other and had a little awkward hug and a little handshake. And I was like, oh no, this isn't good. So yeah, definitely probably Jimmy causing trouble and getting too big of his boots. But he did, to be honest, he did, you know, produce and write the like vast majority of all their music. Even for Rob's solo stuff, he's done quite a lot for now of it. So yeah, you know how it goes. So that was a bit of a shame, but overall had a really, really good time. And that was, so yeah, that was good. Got to pop in and see Diggy, spend some time with Diggy on the way home, which was lovely as always.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great time, but bit of a shame that I'm going to be seeing Jimmy, just Jimmy next time, but I will still go because I love him. But I'll make sure I stand at the back.
I just got to make my proprietary comment of being a dick and saying, oh, I wonder why he performed on my D and not typing.
Well, yeah. To be honest, when they did On My D last year, they like that is the song that got everyone going absolutely nuts, and they did it as an encore. And so they probably just think, oh, those like, you know, those Brits, they love that song, like those dirty Brits, we got to do On My D because that's the one they love.
It does work with Jimmy being a bit of a weirdo though.
It does. Yeah, it does. It's it is a really fun and good song though. Yeah. This is only the second time he's been here, fanboy. But last time he came, it was a really great night and it was the three of them. But yeah, On My D went down really, really well. Anywho, so that was my experience of seeing Jimmy Brown and Rolf. And that was that.
Mm-hmm.
So then moving on to did you have any other comments about that?
No, I wasn't there. Go on.
Apart from, I've heard this already, T, please shut up.
Yeah, you literally, like, several times when you came to see me, you were like, oh, hang on a minute, and then carried on talking about it while we were out. Like, I've heard so much about this gig.
I'm so sorry. I'd remember something else, though, and be like, oh my God, I didn't talk about this.
Oh, but also this, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like... And I kept being like, I need to show you the pictures. I need to show you the videos. And you're probably like, oh, God, hopefully she forgets. And then near the end, as I was about to leave, I was like, oh, I still need to show you the pictures. Oh, God, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there we go. That is that. So moving on to, I'm really pleased that I finally have a song that I actually sort of care enough about to call in about, because this year, so far, unfortunately, there has not been really too much of that, but yeah. Do you have more music from our girl Yunsei, and it is her newest song called People Don't Change.
Let's run it. Queen of the community, Yunsei, here we go. I don't know where to go. We talk about what matters later. I felt like a fool, girl, running on travel, nowhere. I should probably know what I'm looking for now. I should probably know what I'm through the days. People don't change, what good is shit again? People don't change, we'll do it day by day. That is a shame that you hope so. I set them blank up, they've come to follow them this time. I told you time again, how much you wanna risk when things can't be fixed. On me and so are you, I'm really tyrant. My high and low, it's up to me. Then I trifle to my love or a lie. Oh, you should probably know what I'm broken for now. Oh, you should probably know. I'm so done with this fun. People don't change, what good is shit again? People don't change, we'll do it day by day. It's a shame that you hope so. Well, T, we'll make howlers again. Has Yunsei made a howler here? Is she the last op to wrap up?
Or is she our trifle?
Yeah.
Obviously not a howler. Like,
is
so
she a fool gal running on the treadmill?
Seriously, like, who has been working with her on these English lyrics? Like,
it's
my
just
mate
her.
Paul from down the pub.
Yeah, it's literally just her. It's all her. Everything is her.
Yeah. I know, but has she just called up my mate Paul from down, like...
She went to... I think she went to uni in, like, Ireland or something, didn't she? So it's probably from there.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, very funny. I didn't realise on first listen that it was actually all in English. Because
yeah.
The English is so unnatural, and like the stress, like where the stress is on the words is just all over the shop, like completely
the emphasis,
wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just completely wrong. But yeah.
It's like that. Hello, what is that even from? Where that guy's like, you put the wrong emphasis on the right syllables. Like,
yeah. I haven't heard that, but that is exactly what it is. Yeah. So it just sounds so unnatural. And then when I looked back, because I could tell that I liked the meaning of the song, so I wanted to look up the lyrics a bit more. And then I was like, what? It's all in English? I did not hear that. And then I watched it and I was like, it doesn't even sound like she's saying that. But I feel like with her, like the, you know, she will probably get, so in terms of just watching her content where she explains how she writes songs and stuff, she's so clever and I'm so glad she puts that content out. But I feel like with her, she'll get like little ideas, and it's probably because she's got such catchy choruses. To her, the people don't change English was probably, you know, what got into her head. And then the tune, I think she's all about the catchy tunes and then the catchy sounds. And then any remaining lyrics are probably just a little bit of like filler, really. And they're just sort of filling in the rhythm that's needed to make like this beautiful song. Because one of the great things about Yunsei is that she sees her voice as, you know, an instrument itself. Mm. The way she uses her voice to create like little sounds and in her, you know, producing and to make her voice, you know, layering the harmonies and making it sound like, you know, like a chord played on a keyboard or whatever. So she doesn't, I don't think she necessarily restricts herself to her voice just being, you know, something to express these like beautiful, deep lyrics. I think she sort of gets the idea. And then I think a lot of the lyrics, to be honest, are filler. I don't know if it's the same when it's in Korean, but I feel like the depth of the meaning of the lyrics is not the main priority for her in making her music. And also that's what makes it so sort of like lighthearted, because it's not trying to be anything like crazy deep. But equally, I do love the meaning of the song as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm remembering wrong from all that time ago when Stephen interviewed her, but wasn't she a top line writer first anyway?
Oh, really?
I thought she was, because it makes total sense if she is, because like her melodies are always just impeccable. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, this song's cool because it has all those Yunsei-isms that we like, where like the melodies are super catchy. It's got those skippy kind of lyrics or vocals that she does. And like, it's got all those weird little bits and pieces of like, there's like a descending piano run in the middle of the verse, and like little twinkles, little like percussion sounds, like these really fun little noises that you find in Yunsei's tracks if you listen a few times. And I always really, really appreciate that. So yeah, thanks Yunsei for that.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like she's just got such a good ear for, she'll listen to a part of her song and she'll be like, I know what this needs, this section that needs a little like, or like
yeah, she knows where to put the weird little noises in, for sure.
She does.
She's like the indie brave sound.
Yeah, she truly is. But like, with better, you know, like less aggressive, like not honking noises or sirens. It's more like little twinkles instead.
Yeah, she's like cutesy indie brave sound.
Yeah, she really is. She's got such an ear for making like a great sounding song with a kind of a, you know, she has just truly found her sound, that bright, refreshing, simple, kind of quite often like bittersweet, quite bittersweet sounding songs. Like, because, you know, what she's actually singing about is quite, you know, it's quite a tough thing. I mean, she's singing basically about an imperfect love, you know, like a kind of love that is very imperfect, and you know, it's not ideal, it's not great, you know.
Yeah.
You sort of hate, you hate each other a bit, but it's still kind works of, and
it's a very English song, I think.
It is, yeah.
Because it's really like a is. it's like an ode to Sod's Law, you know?
Yeah.
Like exactly. it's so like, I guess I should say British because she went to Ireland, but like it's so yeah. of this area where we're kind of, you know, we're optimistic but expecting the worst, you know?
I know. Like, I absolutely love that because, like, at the heart of it, that is quite a painful concept, but the way she talks about it is very British. And I love the line where she's like, we've come too far to dump this love. It's like, you know, we've come this far, so, you
might as well carry on, innit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, people don't change, you know. Yeah, people don't change. So, you know, we'll screw up every day. Like,
yeah.
I think, you know, when she says, oh, we should have never done this love, it's like, yeah, we probably shouldn't have got together, but we're here now and it's all right. So, should we just carry on?
It's like, what it is, mate. You know?
Yeah.
One of them.
And, you know, not sort of romantic, like, you know, not romanticizing it too much. And yeah. I just think it's great. And it's like, you know, one thing can't be fixed. I'm me and so are you.
Unruly tyrant.
Yeah, unruly tyrant.
Loved that. Oh, the vocabulary in this song is just so charming. I love it.
About the trifle. You've been a trifle to my love life. And what's the other thing?
And she's brooding.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I'm so good.
She said, yeah, oh yeah, the fool gal running on a treadmill going nowhere. I mean, that's
I'm so done with this fun is such a British line too.
we'll make howlers again.
Oh, yeah, it's all just like, yeah, it's like she's from here, honestly. Tour here, and, please, Yunsei, we would love to see you.
Seriously, oh my God.
God, I would love to see you.
Oh, that would be, oh my God. We'll make it happen. We'll somehow make it happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she sort of, you know, this sound really just matches that. And it's just feel good, pretty, catchy music. And I've been, you know, when I play her songs a lot because that's how you want to feel and that's what you want. And it reminds me quite a lot of Daydream, one of her B-sides from her last lot of music, Daydream, which was, I think I put it on my list either last year or the year before, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite similar to that song. But I mean, obviously, a lot of her songs do sound a little bit similar, but I still think they're all perfectly great on their own. So I just love all the little bits she adds in. And she's just so goddamn adorable. I mean, look at her. She's so, so cute. Like a music video of her just sort of sitting there looking sort of a bit pouty and a bit, you know, cute, and like with her little plaits with the bows in,
yeah.
I mean, could just be any more adorable. She's just so, so cute, like just adorable. And I thought a nice little touch is that this MV, it reminds me a little bit of the Deedrug MV because the little figurine, the little plastic figurines in this are also in that as well.
For anyone who wasn't here when Twick was discussing Derg. That's Deni Doga, or I think is it The Way Home or something like that? Something like that.
Way to You.
Way to You. It's that's the one, yeah. You. Way to You. But yeah, that's what we're talking about when we say Derg.
Yeah, sorry. DRRG is that, or Way to You is like, was her first kind of release.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Derg, yeah. So they have those little plastic little figures that featured at the start of this, and kind of you can see them on the table. So those are from Derg. And also the yellow color of that rug is kind of a bit of a thread in a lot of her stuff, is that kind of yellow that was in Derg and
Derg
is yeah. So yeah,
I think
I also, sorry, go ahead.
I think those were in like Feeling of You as well, right? Potentially yeah, Cool Your Mind.
I think they probably are. Like, I don't know. I didn't want to say that because I don't know for sure, but yeah. I bet I wouldn't be surprised if we looked back. I think that's probably a little.
The set looks quite similar to the one for Feeling of You as well, when she's doing the little dance in that.
Yeah. Oh, I just love her. And I love that section at the end with the la la la's. Like, that's just so good. I love it when people put like a nice little extra surprise section at the end of a song, because it just makes you love the song even more when you listen through it, and then you get a really lovely part at the end. So yeah, great job, Yonsei, we love you. And please, I commented on this video and it only had like 8 comments, and
yeah,
you can probably find my comment.
Yeah,
and my comments like,
oh, I commented too.
Did you?
Yeah, here you go. Here you are. Gorgeous, catchy, and refreshing as always, Yonsei. Please keep going and never stop making music.
Yeah. What did you say? I can't see yours.
I said, you and your art are so very loved, Yonsei.
Oh, good. Lovely.
We love Yonsei here, okay? We stan Yonsei.
We do. But when in my comment, I wanted to definitely put something like, please don't give up. Like, please don't stop. Please don't stop making music. Because, and I really hope she sees that. She probably does. I suspect she probably reads all her comments. Because,
yeah, I think she does.
Because, you know, she's such a like hustler, and she just really keeps on going. And I wish she'd blow up. And I feel like she's not ever going to really blow up, is she? I mean,
it's tough. Yeah.
But I just want to, and I feel like,
I mean, you only have to look at like the credits for this as well to show how much she does.
Yeah.
Credits: produced by Yonsei, composed by Yonsei, lyrics by Yonsei, arranged by Yonsei and Hushy, bass, drums, keyboard, synthesizer by Yonsei and Hushy, vocals by Yonsei, chorus by Yonsei, mixed by Yonsei and Hushy. Like, she does everything, you know? Like, the very, very vast majority of the stuff that she does is all her.
And I just want to just see her and just go, like, we appreciate you and you're so amazing and we see you, and please keep going, because it, you know, when you're doing all of this and all that hard work and not, you know, super, super, super successful, I'm sure it's helpful to just hear people going, please keep going, because there are, you know, it's making a lot of people happy. So
people like Yonsei are one of the only reasons that I wish this show would get bigger, you know, just so that we could direct more people her way. But yeah, that's also probably an impossible dream, but you know, she's sitting at a painfully low 5,779 views at the moment. So please, everybody, go and watch this, because it's really good.
And how long ago is it that it came out? A few days.
29th of Jan.
Right. So like, yeah.
Yeah, oh, like 5 days ago.
How can we make this happen? I don't know. She's been doing also, she's been selling wet wipes, she's been doing everything. Like, come on. Is that what it was, wet wipes, or was it something else?
No, I don't remember.
She was selling, or was it like like hand wipes or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. But yeah, aside from that, once I started, Spotify's like, oh, you're obsessively playing a song again. Let's try and break you out of this with another song. So, they threw me an older song featuring Yonsei, which is called
Is it Driver?
Dive Into Love. I posted it in the...
I think I've heard that one. It's like City Pop, right?
Dive Into Love. No. Mm. No, it's kind of like a... I don't really know how to explain it. Well, I will explain it. It's so it's called Dive Into Love by Sudi with Yunsei. So I don't know if she's just a feature or if they worked on it together. But this, I'm telling you now, this is literally an Eyes One song with Yunsei vocals on it. It is so goddamn good. When I first heard it, I was like, oh my God, this is an Eyes One song with Yunsei on it. It's so bloody good. It's got kind of an EDM-y, not EDM-y, but the chorus is... basically, everyone should just go and listen to it. It's an amazing song. And when I found that, I was like, oh my God. So I've been playing that obsessively over the last few days. But yeah, Dive Into Love with Yunsei and Sudi, whoever that is, S-U-D-I. The intro, literally, you listen to the intro, I was like, this is Eyes One, this is Eyes One, this is Eyes One. And then the way the kind of rhythm of the melody goes as well is so Eyes One. But it's kind of like a slightly more chilled Eyes One song with Yunsei on. It's so good. So I'm so glad that I found that. Please go listen to that. And mm-hmm. then otherwise, I have not been listening to too much new stuff. I've been enjoying Siwoon's album. I've chatted a little bit about that with Ian, and there's quite a few songs off of that that I've liking, and just been liking a bit more chilled chilled songs recently. And I've also been liking XOXO by NMIX off of their new album. Dash I've been listening to a little bit as well, but I tend to skip it and go back to XOXO. And then still been enjoying Mr. Vampire by ITZY. Really special song that I it's really, the more I listen to it, continue to like it even more. So really happy with that. Been listening to some old Stacey stuff. Super excited that I got my ticket to go see Stacey in London in March. So I like I was at work and I was like it was not going to be on my lunch break, so I was like, oh my God, I need to make sure I get there in time. So at that time I was like, can I go to the toilet? So like I went into the toilet and I was like, oh my God. So it's like locked myself in the toilet at work, like, and was like trying to get a ticket for Stacey and like not take too long that they would start being like, where's she gone?
So, that's when you get into the half hour queue for a ticket and you're like, oh fuck,
no,
I'm gonna have to pretend I've got a stomach problem.
Oh dear. Yeah, luckily it was not that long. So I was in the toilet, managed to get my ticket, which was, I got the cheapest one. So I had like a limit and I was like, I will not spend more than £100 for this. Mm-hmm. And when I went on there, there was only one tier that was under £100 and it was £70. And that was for a seat in the highest circle bit. So still pretty expensive, to be honest. But I'm quite happy to have a seat, firstly. And second of all, I'm just really so excited to see them. I'm so glad they're coming and I just couldn't miss it. So
it's Troxy, right, that you're seeing them at?
Yeah, have you been?
Yeah, I saw Epic High there last time.
Oh, did you? So it's in the upper circle.
It's not that far from the stage. You'll still be able to see them.
Yeah, it looks quite, from what I can see.
It's like an old theatre, so.
Yeah, it looks quite, the place is quite narrow, like it's not a very long place from what I can see, if you see what I mean. So even though the circle's high up, it's like quite far forward, if you see what I mean. It's not like stretched back, like the stalls area is not actually that big.
Yeah.
Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's relatively intimate.
Yeah.
I'd recommend that you look into the area before you're there, because like, we fucking hated the area when we went there because it was like impossible to find anything around there. And the DLR was like out and we couldn't get anywhere. So look that up before you go, for sure.
Oh.
Because that was tough. I hate that. That fucking venue is in the worst area. It sucks.
Yeah, where is it?
It's in like Limehouse or Shadwell or something. It's fucking miles away from everything else. It sucks.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, I'll sort it out. I'll look into it.
Yeah,
I'm super excited to see them. And yep, so have been still enjoying. Oh, to be fair, I was having a bit of a Stacey binge before I even, well, I knew that they were coming to on tour soon because I know it had been announced, but I didn't know. And I knew the date, to be fair, but I didn't, they didn't release information about the tickets for like ages. So I was like just checking every few days to check. And like, luckily I checked one day and they're like, yeah, like 12 o'clock tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God. So, but anyway, before that, I was having a little Stacey binge with some old B-sides, especially off of the Bubble album. So I've been loving those B-sides. So that's been that, but otherwise not too much other new stuff. Yeah.
Excellent. So that's that.
All right, well, I better clear out because there's fanboys still to come on. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, cool. Right, I will stop rambling on then. Thank you and speak to you soon.
Yep, see you soon, T.
Bye.
Right, the final caller of this week is our newest caller, the wonderful Only Living Fanboy. I'm going to go ahead and pull him in. He's talking about quite a big song, so let's hit it now. Let's go. Hello, fanboy.
Hey.
How you doing?
What a great stuff today so far.
Excellent. Glad you're enjoying it. How's the week been for you? You doing good?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Excellent, excellent. You've taken the next biggest song after that G-Idle one for this week.
Yeah, this is a big one, yeah. Yeah, we can just kind of jump into it. I mean, I've been listening to the solo album like I did talk about last week. That's mm-hmm. been a big thing that I've been listening to a lot this week. That's been kind of my focus. Yeah, this one came in and wow. So we'll just get into it now, I guess, and then I'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, sweet. Let's do that. It's Twice's pre-release single, I Got You. Here we go.
Every minute, when you close to
Okay. Twice's I Got You. Let's hear it, fanboy. What'd you think?
Blew me out of the water, pun intended. Just when I heard that summer release last week, I thought this is going to be the best thing we'll hear for, like, you know, the first quarter at least of 2024. Then this came out just like a week later.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is definitely on par with that release, if not maybe slightly better. I mean, this is, for me, I put a one, it has to go to one. This is just everything I love about, you know, great music in general. I love sort of the theme of, they're sort of weathering the storm. It's the friendship they have each other. They, I got you. We're going to weather this literal storm together. This, just how they pulled that together. And then even watching the live clip, the live video that was done for this, it's like, you know, it's all about friendship to me. This is all about friendship, having those friends now for, you know, 8 years now is going on since they've been together as a group. So just a phenomenal message. The music was great. So refreshing compared to a lot of the other things I was hearing. You know, it reminds me of, like, back in 2018, there was so many, you know, so much of this real Western trappy stuff going on like there is now. And then they had the Japanese release from Red Velvet, hashtag cookie jar. Hashtag cookie jar. And that just blew me out of the water. I was like, wow, that's an amazing, amazing, refreshing change of pace from what we've been hearing. And I felt like that's kind of what it's been. It's been a lot of this, I mean, the two Giotto releases. I kind of liked the second one. It reminded me of 21, but still wasn't the best. And just a lot of that kind of thing going around. Then you have the summer release, the solo debut. You have this pre-release, this English pre-release from Twice. Was just phenomenal, and it, you know, it really makes you kind of feel like re-energizes your spirit in the K-pop scene. Like I used to do, for those who've been following me for a while, know I used to do a lot of covers on YouTube and TikTok, and I did some reaction videos, and I kind of got away from those a couple years back. But this has really energized me. These two songs have energized me to kind of get back into doing that again, and I'm working on a guitar lesson. For the Sara song, I'm working on that right now. So this really inspired me to just kind of get back to doing that kind of stuff. And it's really this kind of stuff I love. So to me, nice. I can't rave enough about it. I love it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. We all need songs like that sometimes, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, it seems so positive. Just makes you feel good. It's just one of those, I say almost like a comfort song, maybe. Just, I don't know what else to say. It's just, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel happy. It's the kind of thing that I like, you know, not that I don't like other things too, but this is really the kind of fun, energetic music that got me into K-pop. And then, you know, like I always say that, I guess, but this one really is this in like the Sara, it's, there's a, you know, intended again, a sea change, I think, going on maybe with some of this, some of the new stuff in K-pop. And, because I feel like we are getting into that, as I know you've mentioned too, like that sort of TikTok era of where we're just going to make these sort of Drake-esque sounding choruses that kind of repeat, hooks that repeat, and that'll be our songs. And, you know, that's the way they're going to be. It's not going to be like an old-fashioned, and by old-fashioned, I don't mean like traditional pop. I mean like, you know, 70s, 80s pop, you know, where you actually had like something that sounded like this, which is the kind of music that I love. So this to me just
kind of anthemic,
you know,
choruses a bit more.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's what so like 70s, 80s music were all about. You know, you had big bands like Queen going out there and just belting out these choruses, and that's what you certainly heard with, you know, with these two songs. Just really, you know, just belting out the chorus and having even nice melodies throughout the song.
Yeah.
Just very nice overall, in my opinion. Great production, good MV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the song definitely does a few things that I don't like, but that's like specifically things that I don't like. I can't point to anything that it doesn't say that it was bad. Like I don't like right. the like kind of monotony bits of the verses where it's the same note over and over. And I don't like rhyming part with a part. I know that's small, but I just, come on. We could do better than this. But other than that, like, I feel like most of the stuff in this song is good. I feel like I've heard this before, but other than that, like, it's good. It's well executed. They sound good. It's well written.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this isn't the title track, but I'm sure we'll find out why when the title track comes out. I still don't understand this JYP pre-release strategy, to be honest.
Yeah, I did the same thing last year with Moonlight Sunrise. They had the English song first as the pre-release, and I just guess what they're doing now with Twice. I mean, I'm just thankful. I think I might have said this last week, but I'm just thankful that like JYP hasn't dropped them. I'm just grateful because, you know, looking at Miss A and Wonder Girls, I'm just thankful that they're still here. And they are different. They are very different compared to even like ITZY, NMIX, you know, which are the two big ones. I mean, internationally speaking, from JYP, they're so different than them. I mean, you have Ninja U, which is like one of the biggest groups in Japan. But as far as like the West, I mean, it's an end mix from JYP, and then you have other groups like Cube's G Idol. We just had, you know, who are doing things that don't sound anything like this. So, or Aespa from SM. So this is such a different thing that is still it's still popular in the West too. It's still popular in England, in America, in Europe, you know, wherever. It's still popular there in these countries. And that's just not the kind of sound that's hitting in the West right now. It's not what's people want, those TikTok-y songs.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not one of them. I mean, you can still make a TikTok out of it, but I mean, it's not going to be like that kind of thing. So this is surprising to me that I'm knocking on wood here. You know, I'm just so thankful that JYP hasn't dropped them yet and lets them make this kind of music. And it is, as I can see right here on the screen, trending number 13.
Yeah, it's been out for one day and they've got 13 million views, so pretty decent.
Right, exactly. Right.
I think that's why JYP haven't dropped them, to be honest. They just sell like crazy. Yeah, they just sell popular.
Crazy, yeah.
It's like impossible for them to drop them.
He hasn't tried to like change the sound to make them sound like ITZY or NMIX or one of his other groups. You know, he's letting them be who they are and carry on the sound. And it feels to me like a natural evolution. I know some people were complaining about this one. Oh, it's, you know, oh, I don't like where Twice has gone, and it just seems kind of janky or something. It just doesn't come off right. But to me, I don't see that way. I see it as it's been a slow progression from, say, you know, Likey to this song. You know, it's been a slow progression, but it's a logical one to me.
Yeah,
I've seen. I definitely hear those.
I definitely hear those criticisms because I've found myself caring less about Twice as the years go on, but it's just a preference thing. I just didn't like the stuff like Set Me Free and what else was there last year? They've just had like some not especially interesting kind of Western focused songs lately. This is a much better execution of that style, for sure.
This is better than those ones, I think, but I still like those ones, and I like the B-sides from that album. But to me, I understand, like yourself and other folks saying that they kind of lost interest, but this is one group, and it has happened to me. I mean, there's been a number of groups. Like, I remember years ago when Blackpink first came out, I mean, I was huge about Blackpink. I was like, it was like one of my favorite groups at the time. And then it cut off around, you know, 2019, 2020. I just, you know, lost interest. I didn't like where they were going. So I understand that. But for me personally, Twice has always remained like a group I listen to on a daily basis from the beginning, you know, almost 8 years ago till present. They've always been at the top for me.
Yeah, I think it's just I suppose for me personally, I find it difficult when a group hits like what I want to hear from them and then they change again. It's like, it's a shame because I was totally and utterly happy with Fancy and Feel Special Era. I was totally happy with that. Yeah. That's all I wanted from Twice, you know. I was completely content, and then they moved on from that and it was kind of a shame for me, but I understand they've got to keep moving on. But
yeah,
plenty of people love this.
Yeah, but to me, it feels like it wasn't jarring. It wasn't like you had fancy, then you went to something that was 100% different. You went to this, like, right after fancy. It was a slow evolution that built up to this. It wasn't just a jarring, you know, train wreck where they just all sort of just all at once, the sound completely changed.
Yeah.
And I feel like there were some groups in the past. Akio's
definitely hitting it. I was just about to say, yeah, it's not like Weekly with Vampower, for sure.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. That's a perfect example. And the ironic thing about that song was usually those are the songs I don't like, but I didn't like Weekly until Vampire came along. Then I liked it, which was kind of weird because I never liked those kind of songs like Vampire. But for some reason, that one just hit me. I didn't like anything before it. It always seemed kind of generic. Then that song came and that song was like stuck in my head for a year or more. So that was kind of strange. It was a weird one for me. But yeah, I get what you're, you know, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't something like that. It wasn't an overnight, know, from one comeback to another where it was a complete, you know, 180 degree change. It was a gradual thing over years that they went from that sound to this sound. And I think, you know, I like the way that they are expanding, you know, and like the B-sides are starting to have a similar sound over the past like three, four years, I think probably about 4 years now. So I feel like they are trying to remain consistent in a way that just is gradual, so you don't know. It's the frog in the pot syndrome, where they sort of they slowly raise the temperature until you don't realize you're being cooked alive. That's a bad analogy, but you know. But I'm saying it wasn't like Benpar. It wasn't a jarring all of a sudden change. So to me, I think that makes it more palatable, more easy to digest for people who are fans. But I can also understand, like, you know, what you were saying, though, sometimes just you liked it where it was and you don't want the group to change. And I get that.
Yeah, I'm kind of content with where they are anyway. Like, I know that they're not just for me. So, you know, this is like a perfectly good song. I'm perfectly happy with it. I don't know what the title track's going to sound like, but if it's something like this, I don't think we'll be complaining too much. I guess we'll have to see.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what it is, but I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah, it's like by the end of the month, I believe, what, 25th or something?
It's a long way out. I thought, what is this strategy from JYP, honestly? I just don't get it. Oh, yeah, 23rd of February, the mini-album releases.
Yeah, 23rd,
Why are we doing it 3 weeks in advance? JYP, what is this, honestly? Stop with this strategy. It's so bad. Just stop.
It's strange. Yeah.
It's so terrible. I'm just not going to care when it comes out now, because we've already had the Twice song. It's just rough.
Right.
They're selling these girl groups so short with this strategy. I think it's such a terrible idea. I really hope it doesn't last beyond like the first half of this year, because this is brutal.
And they also started doing, too, like I think it was like a year and a half ago, they started doing where all the JYP songs were coming out like 5 hours earlier than everyone else, try to get a jump on them or something, or from the West, or I don't know what that was all about either.
It's just madness. I don't know why they can't just like be happy with the strength of their comebacks and just release them like a normal company.
I don't know. It's strange. They're trying to set themselves apart, I suppose, but it's kind of odd.
I'm curious to see how this affects Twice, because it really badly affected ITZY. Like, their views were pathetically low on the stuff from this last album. So
yeah,
I'm hoping to see it not be as bad for Twice, because that was really sad to see. Because I think that ITZY album was like the best one they've done in ages. But no one cares, because it's got no views and no one cares about it. So hopefully that doesn't happen Twice.
There wasn't that much hype around it.
Yeah.
There wasn't as much hype around that as there usually is for ITZY albums.
Yeah, it's tough. It was actually strong.
Dropped and, you know.
Yeah, it's annoying. I think me and Vaz were talking about it on the show the other week, but it's actually a surprisingly strong album. But because it's not got the publicity, nobody's listening to it. It's just really tough.
Well, the thing that I think people were talking about, and certainly I was, because she's my bias, was, you know, Leah not being being off for health reasons or something. So that was, to me, the biggest buzz that I heard about it. It wasn't actually about the song itself.
Yeah.
It was about, you know, Leah being gone for, I guess, some kind of health reasons. So that was, I think, the big buzz. It wasn't so much about the album itself or the songs themselves. It was about, you know, where's Leah?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I hope that Twice were a little bit more successful than ITZY were, but we'll have to see definitely. For sure. Let's find out in a few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we will. Not much longer.
Yeah.
20 days.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be listening to it on the show at some point, so we'll talk about it then. But you got anything else you'd like to shout out while you're on, Thumbboy?
No, I think that's it for right now. Like I said, check out for, trying to get back into some more content, video content, K-pop mostly, and J-pop covers, and I'm going to do some I've never done any unboxing videos before, so I'm going to start doing some of them. I've been saving up some albums. I haven't opened them yet, so I want to get into doing some of those. So.
Nice.
Just keep a look on my YouTube channel. I'm going to try to post some content here in the near future.
Yeah. Do post it in the Discord as well. I'm sure we'd all like to see. And hit up T. I want to see a T and Fanboy duo collab. Her on flute, you on guitar or bass. Let's see it.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. But
be great.
Yeah. Thanks, Fanboy. I will talk to you later, man. But thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Anytime. I'll talk to you later, buddy. See you soon.
See
you. Bye-bye. All right, and that is the end of the show. So see you soon, audio listeners. I have no idea when this is going to be posted, since I'm way behind in editing, but we'll see how it goes. I've got a week off, so if I can be at least slightly productive, I should be able to get a few of the episodes done, hopefully. We'll see. I'm not going to hold any promises, but we'll try. We'll try and get some done. But thank you all, as per usual, for calling in and having great conversations about mostly okay songs and G-Idol. But yeah, we should have another show next weekend. We'll see. I'll put a poll out and see when we can do it. But yep, hopefully I'll see you then.